In bygone days, New Orleanians would spend summers cooling down at one of two beaches on Lake Pontchartrain. Now the city is working to reopen one of them. For many years, the beaches were segregated, and when the White Beach Pontchartrain was integrated, both fell into disrepair due to racism and lack of investment. As Tegan Wendland reports, plans are in the works to reopen the former Black Beach, Lincoln Beach, in the east.
Well, I just pulled over on Hayne Boulevard and parked on the side of the road, and this is Lincoln Beach. There used to be, I suppose, a main entrance and all sorts of amenities, bathrooms, rides, a beautiful swimming pool. Now you have to jump over this fence and cross over the railroad tracks, which we're about to do. I've got my little dog with me. Come on, Bobby. Okay, wait for me. Gotta cross over Hayne Boulevard. I'm gonna climb up this levee. Okay, let's see. A big sign that says caution. No fishing, no trespassing, no hunting, no camping, no motor vehicles. Okay, don't tell Mayor Cantrell I came out here. Let's see, there's supposed to be a ladder over here. Okay, there's the ladder. Okay, climbing over this fence. I'm gonna go down this little rickety ladder. It's just totally overgrown, like just a big woods. We're gonna go in this little pathway. Wait for me, Bobby. Ooh, it's wet. Wow, there's a lot of water. Hope there's no snakes. Okay, I guess we have to walk through this big old puddle. Hello, Bobby. Hey, are you Sage?
Yeah, Sage Michael.
Nice to meet you. I'm Tegan. Sage Michael helped start the group New Orleans for Lincoln Beach, and he's been informally cleaning it up for more than a year with the help of volunteers. They pick up trash, set up tables and benches they build out of wooden pallets, monitor the place, and try to keep people safe.
We're just standing on ground that we cleaned up been over a year ago, and we're almost celebrating a year now, and I appreciate everybody coming out here and joining and keeping it the safest place in New Orleans.
It's a pretty typical weekend out here. Families are playing music, grilling out under the trees while the kids splash around in the water.
Oh, que paso, amigo. Doing the interview, bro. Y'all aren't in it. We got my man sitting on the bench that my partner Reggie Ford made.
Oh, okay.
He got his family out in the water, just soaking up the water.
Having fun?
Having fun to the left. You got a dog. We got a blanket out, cameras out. And he got another, look like a father and a daughter out here getting the kites on.
Technically, this whole scene could be considered trespassing. The beach has been closed for decades, and the city doesn't want people out here. But they come anyway. For Michael, the site's about a lot more than a beach.
It's like it was built because fear. Fear that Black people would recreate around white people. That fear made them create policies and create this place. Because of their fears, they disenfranchised my people from enjoying the American dream who fought for freedom, justice, equality.
Back in the day, this beach had a roller coaster, pools, tons of live music. Black folks took buses and drove from all over town to come out here and enjoy the sun because they weren't allowed on the white beach.
There's so much spirit here that everybody wants a piece of the spirit. This is the best place on the lake.
He wants to see the beach opened back up. Wildlife trails, preserving the existing historic structures, event space, vendors, pools, camping, all run by the local community.
We could give different type, all type of tours, historical tours. We could give nature tours, all those tours.
New Orleans for Lincoln Beach has succeeded in getting the city's attention. Mayor LaToya Cantrell came out to see it, sent staff to help with the cleanup, and assigned the project to the acting deputy chief of staff of the Department of Public Works, Sharon Robles.
Right now, if you're going to the lakefront, you have to go in a levee, and you can maybe go down some stairs, but there's not really ways to get into the water very safely, at least from the South Shore. But Lincoln Beach is that access.
While she appreciates people like Michael cleaning up the beach, she says it's not safe to go out there right now, and that in order to reopen it, there's a process. Assess the beach, check. Make a plan and figure out how much money they need to make it safe and accessible, check, and get the money, TBD.
To just open the site, we need about $10 million. We don't have $10 million yet.
That's how much it would take just to open it, not build all sorts of amenities. She says the city's using some bond money and applying for funds from the state. The city's also created a community advisory committee to help with the planning. Tricia Bliss Wallace is an activist and a member of the committee.
When I first started doing this, everybody thought I was crazy. But as I was talking to my family, you know, my grandmother was just, she just lit up.
Her grandmother has fond childhood memories of Lincoln Beach.
I mean, she started pulling out pictures and just talking about how they used to come there all the time, and it just generated some great memories for them, for the entire family. And she talked about seeing Fats Domino and Irma Thomas and all these people.
She says most of her neighbors in the East are on board. More than 50 people attended their last Zoom meeting. Many just want to know when the beach will be open.
It's going to be a couple years.
She's hoping for a no-frills plan, with as little development as possible and lots of opportunities for kids to learn about nature and jump in the water. And she's hoping it'll open in time for her grandma to go back and visit one last time. In New Orleans East, I'm Tegan Wensland,